AFC Wimbledon forward banned for 1 month for betting. AFC Wimbledon forward Osman Foyo has been banned for 5 months, with 4 months suspended, from all football activities for breaching FA rules on betting. The 21-year-old received the penalty after confessing to placing 252 bets on matches over an 18-month span. Foyo joined the League One side from Ipswich Town in January but will sit out games until November 2, missing key early season fixtures as the club builds on its strong start. The young Dutch-born player, who turned 21 just days before the decision, admitted to violating FA Rule E8, which prohibits participants from betting on football. He placed bets on football matches between October 29, 2023, and March 28, 2025, a period that marked the early stages of his professional journey. In addition to the suspension, the regulatory commission imposed a £1,000 fine on the player. Foyo's quick admission and cooperation with the commission helped reduce the severity of the immediate penalty, while the suspended portion still serves as a warning for future behavior. The one-month enforced ban sidelined Foyo for AFC Wimbledon's away game against Blackpool on Saturday, which the team won by 2 goals. Osmo will also show downs with Port Vale, Plymouth Argyle, and Burton Albion. Wimbledon sits comfortably in the promotion hunt with 6 wins from 10 games, but losing a forward tests their depth at a pivotal moment. The club has issued a brief response to the development, accepting the sanction and committing to ensure Osman receives the support needed during the period of suspension. Gambling's persistent shadow in UK football. Foyo's case is the latest in a string of betting-related sanctions in UK football, underscoring the sport's ongoing struggle to curb player involvement in gambling. High-profile cases, like those of Ivan Toney and Sandro Tonali, have highlighted the issue's prevalence, with the FA issuing 337 charges for betting breaches between 2017 and 2022. The Professional Footballers Association, PFA, has called for better education, noting that young players often face pressure from gambling culture. Quote, "Gambling addiction is a growing concern within football, and this partnership with Gambin is a significant step in providing practical help to those who need it." Michael Carville, chief executive of PFA Northern Ireland. Foyo's ban, though lighter than some, carries weight in a sport where integrity is paramount. The FA's rules aim to safeguard trust, and violations, even unintentional, draw scrutiny. The implication is clear. Clubs and governing bodies must double down on education to prevent such lapses, especially for young players navigating football's pressures.